Vitayu, welcome to this week's feature presentation from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos, which airs weekly on AM and FM radio in Vancouver and Nanaimo, British Columbia, and of course, online. You can find program information, broadcast times, and links to the live streams and podcasts at our website, www.nashholos.com. But now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this feature interview, which was recently broadcast on the show.
You're all that's left of me now. After the mother of stones has stripped my flesh away, I'm left with the bones. Long before communication. So listen to me, I listen to you. Communication, the spice of life.
I do have Nikki Rubin on the line right now. Nikki, can you hear me?
Yes. Good afternoon, Paulette. It's Nikki here in Kiev. Happy New Year to everybody.
And Happy New Year to you, too. So you're a British expat living in Ukraine's capital city and working as a rock and roll musician. And so it's not ethnic at all. It's nothing to do with Ukrainian. It's very mainstream rock and roll. And you originally trained as a lawyer, you told me in a previous conversation. And so how is it that you ended up doing rock and roll music in Kiev?
Well, I mean, I did train as a lawyer, you know, and because I suppose you could call it parental pressure. My father was a lawyer, but all the time I knew that, you know, that wasn't really what I wanted to do. And so I left, actually, England. And, you know, I lived all over the place, in particular in India and Afghanistan and stuff. And then, you know, I was back in England. And by now, I'd started full-time, you know, working towards the goal of having successful records and stuff. And then I was always told that we were originally, because I'm Jewish, and I was told that we family were originated in Kiev. So one day, I had a bit of free time, and I went over to have a look, just one Easter, actually, just on my own, and quite liked it. And decided I'd come back again in the summer. So I came back the next time with an acoustic guitar and did a few just concerts in a couple of sort of like small folk clubs. And I thought, you know, I like this. And there was lovely girls and stuff. So I thought, I'll put a band together here. And so I did. That's what I did. And I haven't got that band together now, but I'm back to square one as a solo artist again. But that's basically it.
And you've been there how long?
Could you hear that?
Yes, very well. Thanks, Nikki. How long?
Can Canada hear that on the airwaves?
I think so. It's looking good, Nikki, on our VU meters here.
I've even got relatives in Canada. Do you know that?
I think you said some on Vancouver Island.
Yeah, in Kingston. Kingston, Toronto, I think.
That's not near Vancouver Island. No. But you did say you have a Port Alberni connection.
Well, actually, one of my friends here in Kiev, he was brought up in he was born in Port Alberni.
And he's working with you now in Kiev?
Yes, he's in Kiev now, actually. And his parents still live very near, but they don't live in Port Alberni now. But they, you know, they live near there somewhere. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll get you here on Vancouver Island sometimes to perform. Are you planning a trip out here?
I will do my very best, actually. I would like to come over there, yeah. I'd like to come and play for you in your radio station.
Well, you know what? That can certainly be arranged. So let's work on that. But meanwhile, how long have you been, did you say, in Ukraine?
I've been here now about 6 years. I have to say I'm on the way out now.
Oh, are you?
Hmm.
Where to next?
It's time to go back to London, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting because Ukraine is like a halfway house between a third world country and a second world country, you know.
Mm.
I kind of miss There's a few things about the music situation I miss in London that.
But you have spent, so you've spent this number of time in Ukraine. What first of all, besides the beautiful girls and just the kind of the connection that you had through your heritage, what was it that kept you in Ukraine working and doing music there? You've recorded, you do gigs regularly.
Well, it was the recording, actually. I mean, what happened was, due to, you know, being in a band and everything and working with a musician, I got introduced to this chap called Sergei. And, you know, we made a couple of records, a couple of tracks together, and we ended up sort of putting an album together in from different studios stuff. And then I went off on tour to America, New Zealand and stuff, and I really missed working in the studio with him. So I went back and I made another album, all right? I really enjoyed it. That was an album called Displaced, which is what Communication's from, you know. And then, you know, then it was time to go off again and go off again on tour. So back to the same place, like New Zealand and America and stuff. And literally a few weeks, a little bit of time, because I'd already left Ukraine in my mind. And then I met a girl just before I left. And so I went back again, and, you know, that was this last time. And I came back here now, and then I went back into the studio. And instead of doing an album this time, we're doing an EP, which is only about half a dozen songs. And it's nearly finished, actually. And as soon as it's finished, I'll let you have the first copy, one of the first copies. It's called A Man of Many Oceans.
Ah, fantastical. Thank you.
We've just started doing the last track, actually, or the last two tracks. I'm working in two different studios at once at the moment, but we just started it. So, I mean, you know, should be finished sometime in March.
What have been some of your musical influences?
You mean who or
who?
Which band?
Yes, yes.
But I don't really know anymore because, you know, when as you get older, you don't really listen to sort of, you know, bands. That, you know, I mean, obviously when I was a kid, you know, there was the Beatles, the Stones, Jimi Hendrix, the Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and then the Queen, U2. They're the major bands, you know, but, I mean, there was millions of other bands. People like Ultravox. You know, you're not very famous over in Canada. You know, but recently the only band that I've really, really liked actually recently are an English band called Keane. They're a great band. You know, and then also, I mean, I was also, you know, obviously in terms of American acts, I used to listen to a lot of The Doors and Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane, that kind of stuff. But I mean, I don't sound anything like Jimi Hendrix, as you can see. But I mean, he was my god when I was a child.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But and the Stones and stuff. But yeah,
You've developed your own style since, obviously.
Well, yeah. And it's funny, you know. I mean, people have said to me, you know, Nicky, you sound a bit like sort of James Taylor or somebody like that sometimes. And I never listened to all those acoustic acts when I was a kid. I do now. I love them, actually. But I didn't before. You know, I wanted more heavier stuff.
Yeah. Well, whatever your music is, obviously you've struck a chord because you've been there for a while and you do well for yourself and you found there's been a Canadian connection made and from what I hear is that you're very popular in Ukraine. So what do you think was it about your music that captured the Ukrainian imagination and inspired you to write a song like Ukrainian Kiss, which probably was...
Well, Ukrainian Kiss was just... I think it was that was a girl situation, funny enough. And I was a bit lonely one morning. I was up at the airport. You know, I do a lot of traveling, and I was at the airport there again, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, yet another airport, you know, in the bar. And looking out the window thinking, oh, God, you know. And I don't know, this the whole song just came through to me while I was sitting at the bar in the airport having my first morning coffee, you know. But that's the way all these songs come through. I never, ever sit down and say, right, I'm going to write a song now. It never happens like that. They all come in airports or waiting for a metro, a tube, you know, a metro, mm-hmm. like a, what do you call it? A metro
Subway.
Or
mm-hmm.
an underground train, we call it in London. You know, things like that. Or when I'm waiting at a bus stop or something like that. Or, you know, even driving in a car, boom. You know, it's the sort of body rhythms that are going around you at that particular moment.
Nicky, how many albums have you got out total now?
Well, I think Not quite sure, actually. But, given, I think about seven. I mean, you can look on the website, www.nickyrubin.com.
Okay.
And you'll see there's like, there's at least five or six, seven albums, I think. There's two compilation albums, though. I don't really count them, you know. But one's called The Great Depression, the other one's called Bay of Plenty, which was done especially for New Zealand. But I think we've got about six or seven, you know, regular full albums kind of thing, yeah.
And so you can get them at your, you know, I just have to mention your, the name of your record label, Ugly Mother Records.
Ugly Mother Records, yeah.
And you can find...
And you want to know why that, you want to know the story behind that? Well, we were in the studio recording War and Peace, which was my second album, but really my first major studio album, right? And it was at the time when all the boy bands were getting signed, you know, young, pretty-looking boy bands, right? And of course, I didn't really fit into that category, having been refused for being too not good-looking enough and all this sort of stuff. And the producer, Danny, he said, you know, you just call it Ugly, and I'm not going to swear on the radio.
Thank you.
But he called it Ugly Mother, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we just shortened it to Ugly Mothers, you know, and I thought, that's, you know, an Ugly Mother Records, it's stuck. My mother, actually, when she heard it, she wasn't too impressed. You know, she thought it was about her, but I did explain that. But, you know... Well,
you don't want to upset your mother.
I beg your pardon? No, absolutely not. No. But, funny enough, it always brings a smile to people's face when I mention Ugly Mother Records.
No doubt. Nicky Rubin,
it's funny, we're going to Meadem in a few weeks. You know Meadem?
No.
Meadem is the rock and roll, like... You heard of the Cannes Film Festival,
yes, yes, right?
Yes, right. Well, they also have one for you know, the music industry as well. It's called Meadem. It's in Cannes. It's exactly the same place. And it's in 3 weeks' time. And Anne-Marie, Anne-Marie Clinton, who's my internet manager, label manager, which is all based out of New Zealand, she's flying over especially for Meadem, so I'm going to see her in a few weeks. I believe you've been in touch with her on the Skype or something.
She's sending me your music, which is fabulous, and I'll be very happy to continue to share it with Nash Holos listeners here. And hopefully it will be very soon when you make a trip out to Canada, and we have a perfect facility for you to perform. So I do hope to see you very soon out here. Nicky Rubin, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, dear.
And for sharing.
Thank you very much. And by the way, the sound's pretty good now.
Yeah, it's turned out.
We could do a live, we could do a song over the radio.
No, there we go. Okay, well, next time.
Yeah, the sound's not bad. All right.
Thank you
so
much.
Okay, goodbye. It's going out to Port Alberni, is that right?
Port Alberni will get it, and many other, most of Vancouver Island, Mid and Central Island. Vancouver will be hearing it, hopefully.
And there's a university there that it goes out to, right?
This is Campus Community Radio here. Yes. Yes.
So if I say good night, well, it's not good night, really. Good afternoon, campus. All right. Happy New Year to all of you in Canada.
And same to you, Nikki. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And we were speaking with Nicky Rubin from Kiev, Ukraine. I hope you enjoyed this week's feature interview from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In addition to interviews such as the one you just heard, Nash Holos is host to many other outstanding features produced by people who love to share their love of Ukrainian culture with non-Ukrainian speakers. From Ukrainian recipes and cooking tips to reviews of English language books on Ukrainian themes, views on Ukrainian politics and current affairs, culture, folklore, and of course great Ukrainian music, traditional and contemporary, by artists from Ukraine, Canada, and around the world. So join me, Pavlina, and my fascinating guests on the weekly radio broadcasts in Vancouver and Nanaimo. You can listen to the live broadcasts on air or online, or download the podcast and listen later in your own good time. You'll find program information, broadcast details, and podcast links at www.nashholos.com. So until next time, dopa bachinya.